The US appears to be still going after TikTok. President Biden has signed a law which gives the app's owners, people called ByteDance, 9 months to divest or TikTok will be blocked in the United States. Now, this is all because of worries that TikTok is sharing user data with the Chinese government. And chief executive and futurist at Guerrilla Technology is Paul Spain. And Paul joins me now. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Andrew.
Mate, this has been brewing forever. So what is the likelihood of a ban actually ever going ahead?
Oh, look, it's so hard to tell, but it has pushed ahead, you know, much further than what we've seen in the past. But as you can imagine, TikTok's owner ByteDance are going to be sort of pushing back against this and you know, trying to get the courts to block it.
Well, the longer, the less likely. And it's fair to say if they're backed by China, they've got some dosh.
That's absolutely true. And look, they are massive as well, right? You know, they're beating Meta, who are what, you know, generally a sort of $1 trillion business. So, they have the financial backing to go any which way.
Okay. Isn't it a bit rich? Because, you know, China has all our Western apps and doesn't seem to have a problem. Is this some sort of Western paranoia?
Well, actually, the interesting thing here is that China has blocked social media apps that we normally use. So the likes of X and Facebook and YouTube and so on, these things are all blocked in China. So it's actually, in some ways, you know, quite surprising that our social media apps have been blocked in China for a long time. Yet, you know, we've had, you know, TikTok being very dominant over the last few years.
Yeah, but that was content, not the tech.
Fair point. But I guess what we've got is quite a unique situation in the power that the Chinese government has over pretty much, you know, any company there. Now, some of that is, you know, is public through legislation and that they can really get access to data if they want it. And then there's sort of the behind the scenes when you've got a regime like the Chinese Communist Party. If they want something to happen, it doesn't necessarily have to matter whether it's legal or not. If they're demanding a company do something, such as change their algorithms and so on, then, you know, that's not a regime you say no to.
And what does it say about the freedom of China to participate in a global economy?
Look, there's definitely, you know, I think challenges with China if we sort of, you know, go below the surface. But, you know, there are the, you know, the challenges that they are so big and dominant. You know, they account for such a big, you know, percentage of the global economy. We rely on them for so many things. And look, who knows what happens if this goes ahead and what sort of pushback comes from China, you know, economically against the US, for instance.
Good stuff, Paul Spain, chief executive from Guerrilla Technology.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.